This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, along with Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, we are highlighting our 100 acts of kindness to celebrate 100 years of KMOX Radio. And our charity of the week that we're highlighting this week is Covenant House Missouri. You heard us earlier in the week talking with some of the executives at Covenant House and the incredible work they do supporting at-risk youth in our area, giving them not just a place to stay, but hope and a future. And we're talking now to a success story of Covenant House, and that's Nicholas Bowens. Nicholas stayed at Covenant House when he was going through a dark time, and credits Covenant House with being that turning point to help him become a business owner and a husband and a father. Nicholas joins us now. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Nicholas, I was reading the kind of a mini biography of what you went through and how you met Covenant House at 3 o'clock in the morning at a dark time in your life. Do you want to kind of share where you were at that moment and how you found Covenant House?
So just had recently graduated from high school and kind of find a path. And I had stayed in St. Louis City. I graduated from St. Louis City School, Northwest Academy, and was staying with a friend, literally bouncing from couch to couch, and got told that I wasn't welcome there anymore. So I just jumped on Google on my phone and I typed in shelters near me. And to my surprise, only one thing popped up, which was Covenant House, Missouri. And I just remember calling in, thinking I'm about to, like, okay, I'm going to leave a voicemail, and I'm going to get in there in the morning. And literally on the first ring, a lady named Miss Michelle answered the phone. And I was shocked. Just said, hey, I'm homeless. I need somewhere to stay. And she goes, well, come on down. And I kind of remember looking up, seeing how far it was, and it was a 30-minute walk. I grabbed a trash bag of some of my belongings I had, and I walked that 30 minutes, and I was met at the door by Miss Michelle at 3 o'clock in the morning, like you said. It was a fully transformational experience for me, because, from my experience, what I've only seen about shelters and homelessness was what you see on movies. You know, get a bed, you got to get out, come in, and so forth. It was completely different. I didn't get met with, a lot of questions. It was, hey, this is where you're going to sleep tonight. And they walked me down to the kitchen, and she actually cooked me a meal at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was able to have a full stomach and a bed to sleep in as soon as I, found out about them.
What was that feeling like for you when, first of all, somebody answered the phone, and then you get there however long later, and it's that late at night or early in the morning, and they do all of that for you? What were you thinking?
I can tell you, just as a 18-year-old kid turning 19 at the time, I was nervous. I was kind of shocked. I was not expecting that. But it was like the biggest pressure on my shoulders just kind of lifted up, because now for the first time since 16, 17 years old, I actually had somewhere safe to sleep at somewhere that was semi-permanent, somewhere that I could actually, you know, all right, take this time to, you know, rest, learn, and grow, and not kind of, you know, fear, okay, get up, and what's this day going to hold for me?
And Nicholas, it was also, from what I understand, like you said, not just a bed, not just a shelter, but that Miss Michelle asked you if you were hungry, and you hadn't had people reach out and ask something like that, something so caring that they wanted to take care of you. And then also she said, I'll be here when you wake up.
Oh.
And she was. And explain, if you can, just how that was different, you know, as opposed to just getting a bed and somewhere to sleep, but to have someone say, I'll be here when you wake up.
You know, as much as, you know, when we're young, we want to say, I can't wait till I'm an adult. I never said that growing up. I was like, I'm not looking forward to bills. I'm not looking forward to all these responsibilities. So it was more like a mother figure to me when she was like, hey, she took me down to the kitchen. She cooked some roast, some mashed potatoes. I remember, oh, my God, like the food was warm and hot. I ate. And I didn't even have to take my bags up to the room. She had another youth that was kind of older, kind of knew about the, you know, program and stuff, took all my bags to the room. So when I went in there, I had my own bed. It was products for me to shower. I got in the shower, took a warm shower, got out, laid down, and she was like, hey, I'll be here. You know, when you get up, go ahead and rest. And, you know, for me, I just kind of thought, like, okay, she, you know, this is her shift. This is when she's going to work. And I can't remember the exact time I woke up, but it was definitely towards the later evening time. I slept good. And I just remember waking up, and as soon as I walked out of my room, she was sitting in the hallway reading a book. And there was no one else on the floor. It was actually empty on the floor. So I was kind of shocked. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, all right, let me go introduce you to everybody. And, you know, later on, now just growing up and knowing about Covenant House, so she had worked a double shift just to sit there and wait for me. So she was actually off her shift at 6 o'clock that morning, but ended up staying there just to make sure I was comfortable. I didn't feel like, you know, I was another number. I didn't feel like she was, all right, why did you become homeless? Why are you here? None of those questions got asked until I was comfortable, until she introduced me to everybody, got to know them on a first name basis, not last name, told me about all the different programs, and then she asked me, what is it that you need us to help you with?
Wow. It's so she did that for you. Covenant House did that for you. So how long were you there? And then what happened immediately after?
So I was there just short of 2 years. It was a good story, a bad story that turned good. Covenant House only has a limited amount of beds. A lot of people don't know this, but Covenant House is the only youth shelter that's dedicated to homeless youth ages to 16 to 24 within the city limits. So their capacity is only so much. I remember leaving out to work. I worked at Hardee's at the time, and there was a young man trying to come into the facility, and I remember the security guard letting him know, like, hey, we're at capacity. Our emergency beds are full, so I'm going to try to call some people, but unfortunately, I can't let you in. Keep in mind, this was 2015 at the time. And I remember just hearing them say that. I'm prepping and I'm leaving out the gate. I get in, I had a vehicle. I saved up money while I was there, got a vehicle to get to work. And I remember walking out the gate, like driving out the gate, and I seen the young man sleep on the sidewalk in the snow. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of disturbed me. And I immediately actually walked back in the Covenant House. I packed up everything in my room just so that we could empty up a bed for the next person. And I actually slept in my car. I actually became, I guess you can call it, homeless for the next 2 days. But then I actually found my first apartment just 2 days later from a member of the community. She's a retired judge. Love her to this day. She became like a mother figure to me as well. So I was able to, you know, find my own place, my own apartment. And then at that point, it was just grow time. I knew that within those 2 years of staying at the Covenant House, I was able to save up a ton of money. I was able to build a lot of resources and connections. I was able to grow. And I knew that, like, hey, maybe this is God telling me this is my time. I didn't need to stay for the full 2 years. I was able to go and, you know, sort of semi-permanently move on my own. I wasn't fully on my own. I still had the support of Covenant House, but I was able to go out and, you know, be a part of a functioning member of society.
Wow. It's just so amazing, Nicholas, and you speak with so much experience and so much wisdom. How was there help with career or job training or even practical life skills and counseling at Covenant House for you?
There was. There were so many different programs. I couldn't even keep track of it. So one of the biggest things that Covenant House really focuses on is your education and career aspects. So when you step into the Covenant House, now there may be individuals, like we all have different stories, we all have different situations. So before you can even work or go focus on school, a lot of times we have trauma and unresolved issues that we may need to address. So they have they had on-site therapists, they had psychiatrists, they had individuals that would come and volunteer to speak with you one-on-one, speak with you in groups to see, hey, is there something we need to do to help elevate this? Is there someone we need to talk to get this to the next level? And so it was phenomenal for me that I didn't necessarily need as much counseling, I guess, as some other people. I was able to speak to the counselor, kind of tell my story, let them know where I was needed to go. And I actually had a job, like at the time, like I said, I worked at Hardee's. I was a cashier at Hardee's, loved Hardee's. It kind of molded me into where I'm at right now outside of Covenant House. So I was able to go to their career programs and kind of learn, all right, Nicholas, you're a cashier at Hardee's, but is that where you want to end up? Are you looking to grow within Hardee's? Are you looking to grow outside of that? So I was able to sit in their career classes and speak with other business individuals. One of my biggest things that I love that Covenant House did is they invited business owners and successful people from the community, from different organizations, to come and speak to us each once a week, twice a week, or as often as they can provide. Chris Ross, he used to work for an aerospace engineering company called H.M. Dunn, and he would come and speak. And I remember one night he asked me to come down. I just worked. I was tired. He's like, hey, we're about to go watch this documentary, and we'd love for you to come down. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. I was kind of standoffish a little bit. I was just like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, hey, it's a great documentary, and I think that you'll love it. And I was like, why is that? And he goes, hey, if you watch the documentary, I think it'll help you overcome homelessness. So I was like, so you're telling me it's a movie out there that will show me how I can't be homeless? Like, let's go. So I got up out the bed, and the documentary was called The Secret, and it was about the law of attraction. And it was just based on, you know, being positive and being speaking what you want to happen in the world versus what you don't want to happen, manifesting, surrounding yourself around those positive people. And I took that to stride. I watched that documentary probably once a month to this day. I watch it with my children. I share it with friends and strangers because it did make a huge impact on me. So some of those programs right there were some of the things to help elevate me. And I didn't have to ask for those things. It was already there. They already had these programs in place. I was just another person being able to take part of it.
So, Nicholas, I know you're on the board of directors for Covenant House because you believe in it. Obviously, it has helped you. What else has been going on with you?
So, yeah, I joined the board of directors for Covenant House. It was a phenomenal experience to be a part of that board now for over 7 years now, actually. Outside of that, I was able to start my own business while I was in the Covenant House called Right Connections, where it's focused primarily on property management, real estate, and it's more of a volunteer type of thing. I do have my own investment properties and things that I focus on, but it's helping other individuals learn about real estate, helping other individuals who may be suffering and don't have those connections to find housing and things like that. And one of the biggest things that I love that we're able to do is we started a scholarship fund. So with some of the revenue that we make from the business and some donations and things of that nature, we're able to give scholarships to homeless and other youth that are not homeless within the St. Louis City boundaries. And we're, of course, we're looking to expand to St. Louis County and other metropolitan areas. And I've been able to partner with bigger organizations, companies like GRK Residential that are based out of California, able to be a part of their, you know, organizations and manage multi-million dollar assets. So it's been a phenomenal experience just growing and learning with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh,
my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's awesome. And we have a listener right now that wants to know about a link for Covenant House, and it is covenanthousemo.org. Covenanthousemo.org. And that's the way that you can find out about it. And, you know, if there's more help Covenant House needs, Nick, I'm sure that people will be reaching out to you. And also, we just before we say goodbye, want to know how Miss Michelle is doing. I don't know. Couldn't find out anything about her. So, yeah, how is she doing?
So that tragically, Miss Michelle actually did pass away.
Okay.
She was still working at the Covenant House. She passed away. I didn't even know at the time, she was actually sick and suffering while she was working
and
at the Covenant House.
And doing all of that still?
Yes.
Staying
yes,
up
she
late?
Had to,
oh, man.
I never would have known she did not show any fear, any sickness, or anything on her face. She did not bring that to work at all. She literally brought joy to every person. When she walked into the building, it just radiated happiness like you'd never seen her in any other way.
Nicholas, if you don't mind, and maybe you don't, what was her full name, just so people know who she is or knew who she was?
Honestly, I don't know what Miss
really?
Michelle's
wow.
last name
okay.
is. You know, I've only known her by, hey, she yeah. called me Michelle.
That's
one of the biggest things. She wasn't big. She was a member of the community. She stayed literally maybe two blocks away. We would all the youth. Another funny story is like she would call up to the Covenant House, and we would carry her groceries. She didn't have a vehicle, so she'll call us when she was at the grocery store. Nick, hey, come down, come bring the guys down here, and we'll go pick up the groceries from the local little store, and we'll take it to her house for her. We cut her grass, any little thing we can do to help her. She was literally like a mom to us there.
Wow.
What an awesome lady, man. That's
incredible.
Great. Nicholas, your story's great.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me to be able to speak and share this.
And if there's any more you need from us, just reach out anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting both of you guys. And Chris and Amy, thank you for so much for having me.
Nicholas Bowens with Covenant House, Missouri, board of directors there. And again, it is covenanthousemo.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.